Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Push My Buttons Games podcast. It's me. It's Luke. I'm here, and I'm joined with one other person.
It's me, because Pokemon is important, and I feel like everybody should talk about it and be as excited as I am.
Yeah, and you should. Is that why we're here? We haven't told anyone why we're here on this special little...
Oh. They had a new trailer that dropped, and it's a really long trailer, and it's got a lot of gameplay in it, and I'm super excited about the game, and I'm excited to play it immediately when it comes out, because conveniently I'm going to have work scheduled off, so I'm going to play it day
you totally took that off.
Oh, 100%. I'm like, I have family stuff.
And my family are in Pokeballs.
Yes, they are in Pokeballs. I keep them in Pokeballs.
That's like it turned a little dark there.
Yay. Okay, so yeah, this one's a long trailer and it goes over some cool stuff, and I'm excited about some things that I think might be cool. I don't know.
Take it away. Go ahead.
Okay, so first off, it talks about the school that you're in, which some people know about. You're in a private school, which is not weird, because you're children. And it doesn't unveil a lot of Pokemon who like are new, except for one, which is very exciting for me. But there is a lot of Pokemon in like the background that look like they might be new, so I'm very excited for those. But I haven't really like looked deep at them. The new Pokemon it's unveiling is a Girafarig's evolution, which okay. His tail has always been something that I have enjoyed the shit out of because he has a face on the back of his tail. Well, he basically takes that tail off and puts it on his head, and he has a face inside of his head. And if anybody likes things inside of things, it's definitely me. the face thing because of Alien. It also shows like a pre-evolution form for Amagaros. I don't know what that is. So the only reason I'm excited for the picnic situation is because, so you get to do these picnics like you see in the Pokemon shows, and they're, you know, you basically just make food for your Pokemon and then they love you more. And, you know, I want to be loved more. So that's why that's exciting for me. One of the things is they keep showing a Sableye. I don't know why they keep showing a Sableye. And I'm very excited to see if maybe we get something bonus for Sableye, because Girafarig only had one evolution for the longest time. And Sableye only has one evolution for the longest time. And that's really not the whole point of this, but that's kind of the thing that I love the most. There's a new UI deck, there's a new ability. Here's the most important thing about this new trailer that they had already kind of showed in some of the other things, the other trailers, was the, I want to say crystallization, but it's terrestrialization with a T.
Yeah, that is really the only thing that I was kind of like, on in the whole trailer. I mean, it's cool, and I know they got to add in something different, and I bet you the same people did the same thing when they saw the Gigantamax in the last one. They're like, but I don't like the way they look. They just look like they have stupid hats on.
They do look weird. And when the Gigantic Max was the new gimmick that they did, I did not like it. So I was definitely one of those people, like, of course it grew on me and I ended up liking it more. But yeah, so this is the new gimmick. What I do like about it is that you get an alternate type, and that possibly could be a super duper benefit during gameplay.
Yeah, so, I could see that. But then they also had the Titan Pokemons too that were also giant, almost Gigantamax, but not.
There's some things that they're pulling from Arceus Legends that I really like, which is the Titan Pokemon. I really enjoy that. Like the outside world, or the open world, like battling, they call it the Let's Go mode, which is also very exciting.
Yeah. Where it looks like you send your Pokemon to like auto battle things.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Like, I guess if you're trying to like XP grind to get them to level up, but like,
well,
useless if you're trying to catch them, right?
You can still catch them, I'm sure, because you do that outside kind of thing with the Jigglypuff. I don't know. I well, like
that,
it.
Yeah, that one they showed them walking up to and actually engaging in the battle, not sending, you know.
I didn't think about that. I was excited because of the XP grind. Like, going through the scene every single time to XP grind, which Pokemon like Sableye, you have to, like, overpower them because it's really... I don't know if it's possible to, like, really build that Pokemon up. He doesn't have a lot of abilities. So, XP grinding and doing it faster, I think, is amazing. So, I'm excited for that. I enjoy the outside battling or the open world battling.
Yeah.
So some of the other things, the character customization looks amazing. Like, it's very, I don't know. It has less basic. A lot of options. Yeah. So when they did X and Y, it was so different in comparison to anything. I mean, they didn't really give us much before anyways. But X and Y was so cool because you got to go to the store, you got to change your clothes, you got to change your hair color, you got to change your hairstyle, you got to change your eye color. And now you basically get to do it again, but it's not like basically copy and pasting from X and Y into right. all these new games that have all these amazing better graphics and we're not getting better detail in the characters. And I was really nervous because we didn't get the first trailer didn't seem like it had anything. It looked very Sun and Moon, and Sun and Moon was very disappointing for me. So okay. Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's going to be good character customization. We all know
I love that, but then I will then also complain that I can't give a small child a full beard.
Yes, must have full beard. Pound sign beard life. I think the other thing is I think the crystallization, like the graphics, or not the graphics, sorry, the separate, kind of what you were saying, it looks dumb, but the separate different, what is the types? The types, right. Like all for flying, they just add balloons to them, which I
right. The candles on the head for the fire type, I'm guessing.
Yeah, it's kind of candles. It kind of looks badass, to be honest. The candle one, because it looks like a crown.
I literally just thought it was like Pikachu with that candelabra from Beauty and the Beast stuck on his head.
No, it looks like kind of a badass like. Like something you would see in like Dynasty Warriors kind of crown style.
Yeah.
The group battling looks really cool. We still haven't had much. They said that they were going to give us better multiplayer play, but if it's just more raid battling, then that's not better. That's the same.
Same, yeah.
But it does. I do like that. I didn't like the raid battling with the Gigantamax. There's not enough players or your leveling versus your actual character level is not matched. You can't change your Pokemon out. Various things bothered me about that. So yeah. I'm hoping that it opens that stuff up.
Well, like as for what I've seen of it, I think that I will, enjoy this one more than I did Arceus, because this seems like the next evolution. I did like the... I complained about like the crafting of the Pokeballs and stuff like that in Arceus. But because a Pokeball is a necessary thing for you to advance in that game, right? Yeah, you can buy them, but the price was, it was cheaper to make them, but then, you know, you don't want to go on that grind. But I did see in this trailer, they showed the ability to craft TMs in places.
Oh, yes.
And I was great. Like, that is something that I would like to do. It's not necessary for you, but if you want to upgrade an attack for a Pokemon, then that would be something that I would grind and go find the stuff to be able to craft it, because it's not a necessary component of the game.
Yeah. No, and I think that's super exciting. I kind of missed that part a little bit. I did see it towards the end, but I didn't see, like, do you get supplies and then make it? Or are you, like, upgrading TMs currently that are made? And then do you make TMs that already exist? Or do you get to make up something?
It looked like it was kind of like find the blueprint for the TM and then get the ingredients and then you can make it. And once you get the ingredients one time, it's like you learn how to make it. So then you can make it as many times. Again, that's what I took from it. Could be completely wrong.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right, because that's usually how things like that, like pre-made guns and gun games, usually you get the blueprints. It also showed that, like, there's height differences in the Pokemon characters, mm-hmm. which I think is interesting, because they're all supposed to be 10 years old, so if there's height differences, can you have age differences?
10 years old going to Pokemon Hogwarts?
Yeah!
Are they going to put you in the different houses of grass, water, electric, and fire?
They better fucking do it. the vehicle gimmick with the, like, the legendaries and, like, the
gym boss type thing.
Yeah. Well, she's the main bad guy, and she's got hella boots. And I was discussing it with my coworker, and he's like, I was like, so is it like, he's like, it probably took 11 cows to make her boots. And I'm like, would that be 11 mil tanks? And he's like, no, because they're milking cows. So it was probably like Tauros or Buffalot. Which is like, oh, morbid. But the car gimmick kind of throws me off. Like, I'm not really sure why we have cars in Pokemon. Everywhere, especially because the one that you ride most of the time runs anyways. He just has tire shaped appendages.
Right.
That's kind of weird. The Rotom thing is like, I get the benefit of it, but I find him to be very annoying in the TV series. So, I'm a little not really interested in that. I didn't see a ton more other Pokemon that were new.
Yeah.
And then obviously the most important part of the game is your sandwich making, because everyone knows how to make the perfect sandwich for themselves. So I really hope that there's like a sandwich, sandwich off,
you know, yeah, for these like Pokemon games. The great Pokemon sandwich off.
Yeah, the great Pokemon sandwich off. Oh my gosh.
Perfect.
That would be so cool. So I don't know. I'm very excited. I'm gonna be on this one. On it like I don't know, is chicken on rice?
Sure.
Panda, on it like pandas on bamboo.
You got there.
Go with the theme.
You got there. Okay, is there anything else you want to add on? Excuse me. Because I know we're going to be talking about it tomorrow when we record the full episode as well, so.
Yeah, no, I think I got my excitement out in this little tiny little bit, and now I feel, I'm not going to say it. I am very pleased at what I did.
Okay.
I hope everyone else is too.
Okay. Guys, thanks for listening. And yeah, again, check out tomorrow night, and we will have the other episode up for you guys. Talk a little bit more about that and some Mario movie trailer and games and all that stuff. Oh, Mike will talk about a fake Italian man's ass for way too long. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.